You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another fantastic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
Fantastic indeed, and my name is Rob, and as always, we're so glad that you're hanging with us. Thank you for sending in your questions, and if you've got one, go to askdroneyou.com. We love to hear from you, and always like to remind you that if you're thinking about something, so are a lot of other people. I repeat, a lot of other people, so get your question in. For those that won't, there will be a lot of people that appreciate it besides us, so thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. We're really excited, too, about the Drone You fly-in. We've still got a lot of spaces open just because we've got a problem. That's right. So many people are so successful from what they learned last year that they said they were too busy and had too many jobs to take on to come this year. So we've got about 20 spots open. That means you would have an opportunity to fly 10 missions that are going to test your practical, real-world skills in different drone jobs. Does that sound like a lot of fun to you? Does it sound like an adventure? Well, it is. You and 100 extra pilots will be able to fly all of these missions, accumulate almost 10 to 12 hours of flight time over the weekend, and meet some really cool people and speakers that will expand your knowledge and broaden your horizons on what's truly possible with a drone. You won't want to miss this. So sign up today, droneyoufly-in.com.
Hey guys, Daniel Pruitt in Atlanta, Georgia here. I've been listening to your podcast for a while now, and I really appreciate you guys doing this. They're very informative. I have a question about interior real estate video shots. I'm relatively new to this business, but I've been getting some work from real estate agents because I used to be a builder and have a lot of connections. So far, I've been getting some really great aerial exterior shots with my Phantom 4 Pro Plus, but wanted to know if you had an opinion for interior shots between the DJI Osmo versus the Remoview K1. Been reading some interesting comparison reviews about those two as a starter device, but just wanted to get your opinion. Probably can't afford the DJI Osmo Pro just yet, and the market here in Atlanta doesn't really justify that yet. Hopefully, it will catch up and eventually can upgrade to a higher quality camera for interiors. Just let me know what you think about those two devices as a starter device for interior shots. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Daniel, thank you for your question and congrats on getting the business that you're getting and getting putting your network to work for you. That's cool. Not everybody has that benefit of a great network like you do. And a lot of people have it, but they don't know how to leverage it. And it sounds like you're doing a good job of that. So congratulations on that. Interior video shots. He's curious about what the best handheld gimbal is for that. Probably a couple of good options, but what are you liking?
Well, you know, when I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about, and by the way, I just have to come out and say this. If there is not a big enough market in Atlanta to afford an Osmo Pro, that, and this isn't a personal thing, I'm just saying it's a hustle thing. You're not working hard enough to go out and get work. And I'm not trying to call you out to be mean. I'm trying to call you out to say, hey, man, spend some time and focus on building your business. Focus on building relationships. Don't focus on selling people. Focus on people first. Relationships first. Providing value to people and tell a story on how you can provide value to those people in a way that evokes emotion. Okay? Sorry, but I just have a really hard time. Rob, do you have a hard time believing that in Atlanta, he's having a hard time production-wise?
Well, what I would say is to piggyback what you started the comment with is that if there is not enough business in Atlanta, there might not be enough business
anywhere.
So Understand what you're saying, and I don't know if you're talking about a particular segment of Atlanta, but if you, and I would imagine to give you a bit of a, you know, the benefit of the doubt that Atlanta's huge and getting from one end of it to the other. I don't know what the parameters are of your comment, but I've got to believe there's actually a lot of business. I know there's a lot of high-end real estate there, obviously. Just go get it. That's all we're saying. Go get it because it's there.
Yeah, it is there. And we're trying to light a fire under your butt. We're not trying to do anything other than that. So if you get mad or offended by this, I'm sorry.
It's all good. He won't.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Anyway, long story short, okay, let's talk about this. If we're going to think about a camera stabilizer we need to think about what are we delivering. He's already talked about the clients. He's already talked about the jobs. It's fantastic. So he's going to be inside, typically in places that are not going to have a lot of light, like outside. So he talked about the Osmo and the Movi. I'm thinking he's talking about the Movi for the small Movi that holds your phone, the Go Movi. Anyway, both the Osmo and this solution are not going to have good low light performance. You're going to have a lot of grain, a lot of noise. You'll still get a decent picture, but it's not going to look very good. Now, the Osmo, when I bought it, was like $699. The new Ronin S we picked up for $599. Now, if you are shooting real estate, chances are you already have a camera. And if you have a camera, any DSLR, mirrorless camera, even a RED, will fit on the Ronin S. And the reason the Ronin S is a better solution for you than an Osmo or this other Movi, which I'm not even sure how much it costs, is simple. Low light and flexibility. You're going to be able to use the Ronin S with more solutions, more cameras, and you can always upgrade the camera, right? If I just buy an Osmo and they come out with a new Osmo, which they were talking about for August, but I don't think they're going to do it anymore. You know, that would have been very, very nice. You know, a small handheld camera that was on a gimbal would be awesome, but it would probably be a bigger sensor because the low light is so bad. Now then, you'd have to buy another one when a new camera comes out. And when a new one comes out, you'd probably have to buy another one. With the Ronin S, you're at $599, and you can put whatever camera you want on it that doesn't weigh more than, I think it's 9 pounds.
Yeah, and so, most folks that we're talking to, they, like you said, they probably already have a camera that could go on there and perform pretty effectively.
And I'm bringing the Ronin S with me this week because it's so flexible. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can do so much with it. I'm not going to lie. I had given Jason, we went to go shoot that ranch when I got in the car accident, and I had given him the slider. And I'd given him, it's a remote control slider, by the way. It's a huge slider and the big monster tripod. I'm like, he cannot screw this up.
Isn't there a remote?
Yes. He screwed it up. sorry, Jason.
Love you, Jason.
But just screwed it up. Anyway, the shots that saved me were from the Ronin S. When I literally just, like, after each scene that we had filmed, I had just gone around and gotten some extra stuff just in case to be safe, used all of it. Used all of it. It's and I mean, these were all real estate shots too, just in a different world, in a ranches and commercial. The Ronin S is such a fantastic thing to have. I mean, even if you have like your kid's skateboard or scooter and you want a nice long slide with a reveal, learn to ride your kid's scooter with the Ronin S because you'll get some really cool shots. No, I'm serious. Like, it's amazing the type of shots that you can get. So
do you think that the Ronin S has essentially made the Osmo obsolete?
Only because you don't have to keep buying them. You can have a really awesome camera on the Ronin, but I'm not sure that the Ronin S is better than Zion Crane 2 or the Crane 2. Hmm. The Crane 2 has motion tracking, so it can actually like follow a face and move. Hmm. The Ronin S can't do that.
Well, and I guess the Osmo, it's still more compact.
Osmo is super compact.
In that sense, it's, you know, the one handle, it's really nice for that.
It's very light.
Yeah.
It's easy to hit carry. Like, the Osmo saved my butt in Hawaii. Although there were no Osmo chargers anywhere in the Pacific Ocean, unfortunately. At least I wasn't close enough to China. It's still a 6-hour flight.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, maybe when the iPhone 10 that comes out in September has with the anamorphic lens, maybe. But again, the sensor is going to be so small, you're not going to get good low light pictures no matter what. It's funny, I'm even watching like all these Movi shots here because I'm on the Movi website because I wanted to just see how much it was and get some other info. And I mean, like every shot in here that's not outside is banding. And you just see so much lack of detail. So like all that detail right there in his shirt, it's just, yeah.
Doesn't exist.
No, I'm pretty sure that was Brett too, by the way.
Okay, so, but if let's say he doesn't have a camera. I mean, I'm sure he does though. Let's say somebody doesn't have a camera and they have to get either the Osmo or that's Movi. Mm-hmm. Probably the Osmo, right?
Yeah.
Not sure. Okay, well, that says a lot that you're even hesitating.
I've never used the Movi, so I don't really know.
That's fair.
But the Osmo, I mean, like, that was one of the best cameras I ever had because you can control it with your phone. You can control it. This is why I never bought an Osmo Mobile.
Yeah.
Osmo Mobile, your phone is on the Osmo. You can get the cool shots of an Osmo because your phone's on the Osmo.
Right.
So the Osmo and a Phantom 3 and Phantom 2 built my business straight up. So most realtors, you know, I found out very quickly that I had to open up all the windows and all the lights in a real estate shoot to be able to use an Osmo. Then I realized that still was not enough and I was getting really grainy footage. So I brought lights. Then I realized that still wasn't enough. And I mean, this is why, like, you get to this progression, and I'm just saying, like, learn from my mistake. Just buy the Ronin S and a decent camera, because over time, you're going to save your money.
Of course, the Ronin S is only, what, a month old?
A month old.
It just came out, so.
Yeah. And it's fantastic. I mean, they said it was going to be $1,200 at CES, so, and it's $599.
Wow. Yeah. Nice. So. Cool. All right.
All right. Well, that does it for us today, guys. If you have a question, go to askadroneu.com. I love these questions, not trying to be angry. And if you say that there's not enough opportunity in your area, be prepared for a little slap in the face statement. So just because it's like, I just want to go up and shake the guy. Be like, no, you're not working hard enough. So anyway,
it's a love tap.
It is a love tap. Well, it's like when you're going up to bat for baseball, you get a little tap from the coach on the butt. They probably don't do that anymore.
Oh, they do. They do.
Anyway, all right, guys.
Yeah, no one's been sued yet.
That's good.
I'm sure somebody has, actually. That's another.
On that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. Bye bye.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity. For they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone Youth.